Good morning.
Hello.
Before I preach, I want to make a short statement. As you know, it's election season. The primaries are coming up. And I wanted to remind you that one of our own members is running for statewide office. And Kimberly Yi is running for state treasurer.
那 Kimberly 呢，她就竞选我们state的那个财务。
And I'm grateful for her because she is the Senate Majority Leader and she plays our piano.
那她呢，我很感激她，因为她不但是弹琴，她也是那个Senate的主要的那个讲员。
And a lot of politicians pretend to be Christians.
很多政治家，他们假装他们是基督徒。
But she is a sincere and committed Christian.
她是一个真正真诚，而且是奉献自己的基督徒。
So keep that in mind when you vote in the primaries and the general election.
那请你记住，你要竞选primary跟general的时候，你来竞选她。
How long have you been married?
那你结婚了多久了呢？
You know, I've been married for 35 years. Has anybody been married longer than 35 years?
Yeah, 我已经结婚了35年，有没有人比我结婚更久的呢？
My parents have been married for 71 years.
我的父母呢，已经结婚71年了。
Anyone married more than 71 years?
有没有人结婚超过71年？
And the question is, do you love your spouse as much as you did when you first started dating?
那的问题就是，你是不是仍然非常爱你的配偶，好像你当初结婚的时候一样？
Is your relationship stronger or is it going stale?
那你们的关系是不是更加坚固，还是已经陈旧了，没有味道了？
Every relationship requires attention and affection.
每一个关系都需要关注跟情谊。
Otherwise it gets old and stale.
不然的话呢，它就变得旧了，变得没有味道了。
The same with our relationship with God.
我们跟神的关系也是一样。
And that's the subject of today's passage.
这就是我们今天所要研究的经文。So
let's look at Revelation 2:1.
看看启示录2章1节。Jesus
is giving messages to the seven churches.
耶稣呢，给七个教会信息。To
the angel of the church in Ephesus write, These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands.
启示录2章1节要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星，在七个金台当中间行走的说。
Let's look at this slide.
我们看看这一个图。
Ephesus, go to our slide. Can we go to our slide?
请看我们的
Next one? No? Okay, well, Ephesus was a major city of Asia Minor.
那呢，以弗所教会呢，是在小亚细亚一个很主要的一个地方。And
it was a seaport.
是一个海港。It
was the location of the great temple of Artemis.
那呢，它呢是一个叫做雅典密庙宇的一个很宏伟的庙宇的地方。That
temple is one of the seven wonders of the ancient world.
那这一个呢，就从前呢，就是世界七大奇景之一。
And Paul spent 3 years planting a strong, vibrant church.
那保罗在那边呢，服侍了3年职堂，建立了一个强大、充满活力的教会。And
so in this passage it says Jesus is holding the seven stars in his right hand.
在这里说，基督他手上拿着七星，在他的右手。The
seven stars represent either the angels or the pastors of the church.
那这个七个星星呢，就代表天使或者是教会的使者。And
the seven lampstands are these seven churches that you see marked on here in stars.
那个七个金台呢，就是表示七个教会。And
Jesus, because he's holding the stars in his right hand, has all authority over these churches.
因为耶稣右手拿着那个金星，所以呢，他所对所有的教会呢，他是在他权力之下。The
number seven represents fullness and completeness.
那七的数字我们知道是代表完美丰美的意思。So
this message is to all churches, even ours today.
所以这个信息呢，所给所有的教会，包括今天我们这里的教会。
Okay, let's read Revelation 2:2-7. And I'm going to just read the whole thing through and then Connie can read it. Okay. I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. You have persevered and endured hardship for my name and have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove the lampstand from its place. But you have this in your favor. You hate the practices of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear. And the Spirit says to the churches, to him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
好，启示录两章二到七节，你们可以打开圣经看。啊，第六节，我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你们不能容忍恶人。你也曾尝试那自称为使徒，却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。第三节，你也能忍耐，曾为我的名多劳苦，并不分困倦。然后有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处拿去。然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼哥拉一党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。七节，圣灵向众教会所说的，凡有耳的就应当听，得胜的我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
So the first thing we see about this church, or the first point is that they were a righteous church.
所以第一件事情你们看到这个教会呢，他们是一个很正直的教会。
They did the right things.
他们都做的对的事情。
And Jesus commends them for three things they did.
那基督呢就赞赏他们三样事情。
First, they were a serving church.
第一呢，他们是一个服事的教会。
Verse 2 says, I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance.
启示录二章二节也这样子说，我知道你的行为、劳碌、忍耐。
This was a serving church. They were busy doing God's work.
这个呢，是一个服事的教会，他们很忙的为主做工。
Their weekly schedule was filled with activities and Bible studies and fellowships.
他们每一个礼拜他们的时间表呢排满了活动，好像是查经班啊，还有其他的东西。
The words hard work mean they toil to the point of exhaustion.
那这个字说他们劳碌就是说他们累的精疲力倦累死了。
They kept going when the going was tough.
当很困难的时候他们继续前往。
The second thing we see is that they separated themselves from evil.
那第二件事情呢，他们呢也把自己从邪恶的人分出来。
Verse 2 says, I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and found them false. But you have this in your favor, you hate the practices of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate.
好，第二节，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒，却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。第六节，然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼哥拉一党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。
Christ commends them for their condemnation of wickedness.
那基督赞他们，因为他们这谴责邪恶的人。
For pointing out the false apostles and rejecting them.
他们也能够识别哪一些是假门徒，把他们拉出来。
Their doctrines were sound.
他们的教义呢是很健全的。
They hated the practices of the Nicolaitans.
他恨尼哥拉党的人。
They were a sect or a cult that misled people by compromising the gospel.
那这一党的人呢，他们是一个小小的支派，他们误导他们的信徒呢，对信仰要妥协。
The third thing they were commended for was this.They suffered for Christ.
第三样呢，基督赞赏他们的呢，就是说他们为主受苦。
Verse 3 says, You have persevered and have endured hardship for my name and have not grown weary.
启示录二章三节，你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
They endured hardship for Jesus.
他们为主劳苦。
They patiently bore their burdens and toiled without fainting.
他们一直背负那个担子，工作努力，他们也没有倒下来。
They did all this in the name of Jesus.
他们做这些呢，都是因为主的名。
No matter how you look at this congregation, you can make one conclusion.
不管你怎么样说这一个教会的会众，你都可以得到一个结论。
They look just about perfect.
他们极服完美。
They serve, they love, they worked hard.
他们服务，他们做事，他们也很辛勤。
All three were commendable attributes.
这三样呢，都是值得赞扬的特点。
But Jesus looked deeper in their heart, and he saw that they had a serious problem.
可是呢，基督看到他们的心里，知道他们有一个很严重的问题。
And that leads us to our second point.
那这个呢，就是我们的第二点。
The church had a heart problem.
这个教会有一个心理的问题。
Verse 4 says this, I hold this against you, you have forsaken your first love.
第四节说，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Most of the Ephesian Christians by now have become second generation Christians.
那以弗所当时那些信徒呢，已经是第二代的信徒。
They were probably the children of the parents who became believers when Paul was there.
他们的父母他是信徒，当保罗在那边的时候。
They had purity of doctrine and life.
那他们呢教义呢非常的纯正。
And they had a high level of service.
那他们的服务呢也服务到非常有高的程度。
But they were lacking in their deep devotion to God.
可是当然他们呢缺乏了他们对耶稣基督的献身。
They did everything out of duty, but not out of love.
他们做什么呢？都是因为责任，并不是因为爱。
So we look at the next slide and we see this problem.
那我们就看看下一个，就会看到他们的问题。
Duty without devotion.
他们有责任，可是没有献身。
Their lack of passion was a problem.
他们没有这种热情，这是一个很大的问题。
What we do for the Lord is very important, but why we do it is even more important.
我们对主做什么很重要，可是我们为什么做同样是重要的。
When I study this passage, I realize that this church at Ephesus could be our church.
那当牧师在准备这个这一个的道的时候，他呢发觉这种情况呢，可能也是我们这个教会的情况。
Our doctrines are sound.
我们的教义是非常非常正直的。
Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven.
耶稣基督就是唯一能够带我们到天堂的。
We reject those who want to water down the gospel.
我们反对那些人，他们把我们的教义，把我们的福音冲淡。
We oppose the right things like abortion.
我们也反对那些不正当的事情，好像堕胎。
We're busy and our calendar is full.
我们呢也非常的忙，我们的行程表也是满满的。
But are we passionate about God?
那可是我们对主有没有热情呢？
Do we just love Jesus so much we want to serve him?
是不是我们因为很爱耶稣基督，所以我们要服侍他？
Or do we want to just do the same things over and over again because we're comfortable?
还是我们只不过是不停地重复地做同样的事情，因为我们就觉得这样子我们比较舒适。
Are we working to share the gospel?
我们是不是努力地去分享福音呢？
Are we just serving ourselves?
还是我们只不过是服务我们自己？
Why was this church like this?
为什么这个教会这样子呢？
Was it apathy?
是不是他们冷漠？
Laziness?
懒惰？
Was sin creeping in their hearts?
还是罪恶慢慢地爬到他们心里头去了？
Matthew 24:12 says, Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold.
马太福音24:16这样子说，只因不发的事情增多，许多人的爱心渐渐就冷淡了。
You know, social media today beams all that wickedness into our mind right now.
那很多事情呢，现在我们的互联网电视啊，都会把一些不好的东西、邪恶的事情直接的灌到我们的脑子里头去。
Sometimes pride gets in our heart.
有些时候呢，我们呢就会有自己觉得非常的骄傲。
And we think, well, I can't learn anything new because I know enough.
你会说，我都不用学什么东西了，我什么都知道了。
If our faith is weakened by sin or wickedness, our love for God will grow cold.
假如我们的信心软弱的话，我们对主的爱呢，也会变得软弱。
You know, is your relationship with God in a rut?
那你的跟神的关系是不是, you know, 是不是像一个车车，就是轮胎不停的在原地的打动？
Maybe your married life is in a rut. It's going nowhere.
是不是你的婚姻生活也是卡住了，哪里都跑不掉？
I am an outdoors person.
啊，牧师是一个喜欢户外活动的人。
And I've been stuck in mud, snow, and sand.
那他曾经呢，啊，卡住在啊泥巴、在雪、在沙上面。
And when you get stuck, you try to get out of it, but your wheel just spins.
那你因为卡住了，你就不停的转，你的轮胎不停的转，可是呢，就都哪里都跑不走不掉。
The faster it spins, it digs a little rut.
那所以呢，你就要挖一点石头。
It looks like you're doing something, but you're going nowhere.
你好像你不停的在工作，可是呢，哪里都去不到。
Are you busy for Jesus, but going nowhere?
你是不是很忙碌的为神工作，可是呢，哪里都没有去到？
Jesus said, if you're not careful, I will remove your lampstand from its place.
小心哦，因为经上说，假如你是这样子，我会把你的灯台拿走。
Which means that church would no longer shine for Christ.
这样子说，教会就不能够为神发光大。
I know a lot of pastors of churches that have closed. It's very sad.
很多教会我知道他们已经关门了，真是非常悲伤。
The love grew dim and went out.
那这个就这个没有光就走掉了。
The church at Ephesus was a careless church. They let their love burn out.
那以弗所教会呢是一个疏忽漫不经心的教会，他们把他们的爱慢慢的跑掉。
And that's because the believers became careless and let the love grow cold.
因为他们的信徒呢也很疏忽，让他们的心慢慢变冷。
Are we guilty of being careless Christians?
我们今天是不是也同样犯了这个罪？我们也有疏忽的罪呢？
So let's talk about our third point, which is how to fall in love again.
好，第三点，我们看看我们怎么样能够重新坠入爱河。
Verse 5 says, "Remember the height from which you have fallen." Repent and do the things you did at first.
启示录第五节，第二章第五节说，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。
How many of you are an old married couple?
你们这里有多少是老夫老妻结婚很久了？
You think you're an old married couple? Oh, come on.
这样你觉得你今天已经是老夫老妻了。
I think some of you are lying or something.
有些人不是，都举手啊。
You know, as a relationship gets older, as a married couple gets older, they may not have the same energy and enthusiasm when they first got married.
当你的婚姻经过了很多的岁月之后，你就不可能有年轻人那种精力跟热情。
But their love should grow stronger and deeper and richer and fuller.
可是他们的关系其实应该更健全，更有深度，更丰富，更美满。
See, it's not just a matter of feelings.
这个不是说关于感觉的事情。
You know, we think, oh, I want to feel like I did when I was young.
啊，你说，哎，我要感觉我从前的感觉。
But it's a matter of commitment and devotion to your spouse.
其实这是一个承诺，一个献身对你的配偶的承诺跟献身。
It's a matter of your commitment and devotion to God.
也是你对神的承诺。
God wants you to recapture His love if it's grown cold.
神要你重新再次获得他的爱，叫你不要再变冷。
Let's look at Ephesians 3:17.
看看以弗所书三章十七节。
And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and how high and deep is the love of Christ. And know that this love that surpasses the knowledge, that you may be filled with the measure of all the fullness of God.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
God wants you to know the fullness of His love.
神要你知道他丰盛的爱。
And it can be restored to us if we follow these commands.
那个会还可以重新复原给我们的，假如我们听他的指导。
The first one is remember.
神的指导第一就是要记得。
Remember why you fell in love. Go to our next slide.
记得你怎么样坠入爱河。
When we remember, it literally means keep remembering.
那这个记得就是很简单的两个字，四个字，继续记住。
What you have lost and cultivate a desire to be close with God again.
那想想我们怎么样能够再次亲密的有一个愿望跟神交通。
When I started dating my wife, it was so exciting.
当黄牧师跟他太太约会的时候，他很兴奋。
Because I was 25 and I never had a girlfriend before.
他只是25岁，他从来也没有个女朋友。
My mother was wondering if I'd ever get married. She was praying that I would find a girl, anybody. She would nag me about, why don't you date?
我妈妈以为我不会结婚呢，她就很想我找一个人，随便拿一个人。她一直问我，怎么你不去约会？
And I was excited not because my mother was happy, but because I had someone to go see a movie with.
那我很兴奋，并不是因为我妈妈烦到我，而是我呢现在找到一个人可以陪我去看电影。
We would laugh and talk together and just have a great time.
我跟她呢
being with each other.
我跟她呢又笑又讲话，非常有个非常好的时光。
Excuse my cough.
对不起，我咳嗽了。
We couldn't wait to see each other.
我们等不及要看互相见面。
It was a great and exciting adventure.
真是一个又大又兴奋的旅程。
Can you remember when you first decided to trust in Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
你记不记得你第一次接受耶稣基督成为你自己的救主的时候是什么情况？
Did your heart sing?
你的心是不是在跳呢？在沉降？
Did you realize that you've been forgiven of your sins?
那你的心，你知道你有罪，你会知道你自己的罪已经被完全的赦免了。
I was happy because I knew I was going to heaven.
我好高兴，因为我知道要去天堂。
I was introduced to this wonderful book called the Bible.
那人家也介绍我看一本很奇妙的书，叫《圣经》。
It came alive as I read it.
我读的时候呢，它变得活生生的了。
It had answers that I wanted.
所有的我要的问题的答案，它都有。
You didn't care if anybody saw you reading your Bible.
我也不在乎有人看到我在读圣经。
But things are different now that you're older.
可是现在情况不一样了，你现在长大了。
You still read your Bible when you get to it.
你也读圣经，你有时间的时候才读呀。
Maybe on Sunday you tell God you love him.
可能在礼拜天的时候你才告诉神你爱他。
Jesus says, remember and reflect on why you love me.
那基督说记得跟回应你为什么爱我，回想你为什么爱我。
Why you fell in love?
为什么你会坠入爱河？
The second thing we do is return to our first love.
那第二件事情呢？我们要回归到我们的初恋。
See, sin takes you farther than you ever planned to go.
罪恶呢会把你计划的旅程带你走得更远。
You look around, you go, "Where's God?"
那你看看周围，看看神在哪里呢？
You forgot who he was because you're so far away from him.
你忘记他是谁了，因为你离开他太远太远了。
See, oftentimes we're still with a person we love physically.
那有很多事情呢，很多时间呢，我们还是身体上跟我们所爱的人在一起。
So return means we must mentally, emotionally, and spiritually return to the one we love.
那回归的意思呢，就是会我们在精神上，我们在情感上，我们在属灵上都要回归。
To reconnect.
再次连结。
To get in tune with their hearts with your heart again.
跟他和调，心心相印。
In the story of the prodigal son, the wayward son took his father's money and ran off and had parties.
那在浪子回头这个故事呢，这个浪子呢，他拿了他父亲的钱逃走。
And we know the story, he wasted his father's money on drinking and partying and women.
那我们也知道这个故事，他把的钱都浪费掉在喝酒饮跟那个女人的身上。
And the good Jewish boy found himself starving to death, feeding pigs.
那这个可怜的犹太小男孩呢，他呢发觉他自己呢在没饭吃，太饿了，在喂猪。
Luke 15:17.
路加福音十五章十七节。
When he came to his senses, and that's a beautiful, beautiful phrase.
那他当他醒悟过来呢，这是一个非常非常美妙的故事。
And he said to himself, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven, against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.'" So he got up. and went to his father.
啊，他醒悟过来了，就说：“我父亲有多少的谷穗，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说：父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个谷穗吧。”于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
The prodigal son was miserable. He wasn't happy. He was sad.
这个浪子呢，他非常的悲哀，他非常的忧愁。
And then he remembered what life was with his father, how good it was.
他想到在父亲家里的生活是多么的美好。
In order to experience that life, he had to return to his father.
假如要经验这种生活，他一定要回归到他父亲那里去。
It was his father's love that made him rich.
是他父亲的爱让他富有。
His father's affection that made him feel good.
父亲的爱热情让他感觉得好。
It was not his father's money.
并不是他父亲的金钱。
It is God that gives meaning to your life.
神是给我们生命有意义。
It is God's love that makes your life rich.
是神的爱让我们生命更加丰富。
So remember and then return to the Lord.
所以要记得要回归基督。
The third thing we need to do is repent, change your attitude.
那第三呢，叫悔改，要改变你的态度。
Repent does not mean change your direction.
那悔改呢，并不是要把你的方向改变。
It means to change your mind or your attitude.
就是把你的思想、意念跟你的态度改变。
Your circumstances don't need to change.
你的环境不需要改变啊。
The people around you don't need to change.
在你旁边的人，他们也不需要改变。
You know, I do a lot of marital counseling.
啊，牧师做很多婚姻咨询。
And they come to me because they want help.
他来找我，因为他们需要帮忙。
And every spouse wants me to change the other spouse.
每一个配偶就要我来改变另外的一个配偶。
If I was married to Connie, I would have to change Connie so I would be happy.
所以呢，好像这样子的话呢，他要改变我，所以他才可以快乐。
She's perfect, just like she is.
No, thank you.
But I tell people, you have to change. You're the one that needs to change.
那可是我跟他们讲，你是这个需要改变的人，你是要需要改变，不是他。
You need to change the way you think.
你应该把你想的要改变。
If you admit you are wrong and you're willing to change, things will change.
你承认你有错了，然之后呢，要改变的事情自然就会改变了。
As you know, I was a CPA before I became a pastor.
大家都知道黄牧师他是一个 CPA 注册会计师。
And I had my own business.
他有他自己的生意。
After 10 years, it was the most boring job I ever had.
做了十年，我觉得这工作真太无聊了。
I just come to work and do the same thing over and over.
每天都回到工作，每天做一样的事情。
I got lazy and I came to work in my shorts and flip-flops.
那他就懒惰了，他每天呢穿短裤，穿人字拖鞋去上班。
Because if I saw clients, I would go to their office and I would dress up a little nice.
那假如是我去看客户，当然我穿得稍微好一点啦。
But then I discovered that my business was struggling and in decline.
但发觉我的生意呢，就已经开始不好了。
I was not picking up any new clients and I was losing old clients.
我没有接到新的客户，可是我的老客户都跑掉了。
It was a wake-up call. I came to my senses.
啊，这个对我是一个警告，让我知道了。
So I changed my attitude.
所以我就改变了我的态度。
I made a new commitment to be grateful for my business every day because God gave it to me.
我呢就承诺我自己应该感恩我的生意，因为这个神给我的工作。
I would not take it for granted.
我不会不当它一回事。
I dressed up for work.
那我就打扮了，打扮了好好去上班。
When people call, I would say, "Hello, this is Terry. Can I help you?"
那有人打电话来的话呢，他接电话，他声音也很好啊，是我啊，然后能不能够帮忙你？
I showed a positive attitude anytime I talked with my clients.
那他接电话呢，他就有很用阳光的声音，很正能量的来接待他的新客户。
I started asking my clients if you knew of anybody that needed an accountant.
那我就问一些客户，你知不知道有人需要找会计师呢？
And one client said, "Yes, I do, but I didn't think you wanted it."
那有个客户说，是啊，我有啊，可是我以为你不要客户。
See, he saw that I had a bad attitude.
他已经看到我的态度很不好。
And so I said, yes, I want new clients, and I took on all the ones that he gave me.
啊，我说当然了，我还需要新客户，所以我借了所有人都给我的客户，新客户。
I changed the direction of my business by simply changing my attitude.
我把我的生意完全的完扭转过来，变得好了，就是因为我是干什么，就是改变了我的态度。
The next step is we repeat what we did to win their love.
第二啊，第就是要重复，你重复你做了什么，你为什么会赢得他的爱，你要重复这个。
When love goes cold, it needs to be warmed up.
当爱冷掉的时候，你应该把它慢慢的暖和起来。
Many of you know me as a fisherman, but when I was in college, we were skiing snow skiers. We would just go snow skiing all the time.
你们大家都知道我是一个户外的人。那当我在大学的时候呢，我们喜欢去滑雪，在雪上很多的地方。
And at night, we'd stay in this cabin in Pine Top and light the fireplace.
那我们住在 Pine Top 那个地方，那呢，在一个小小的房子里头，我呢就点燃了那个壁炉。
But the logs were kept outside and they're covered with snow and they were literally frozen.
可是那些木头呢都在外头都被雪包住了，他们就是冰冻了。
And we couldn't throw them on the fire because they'd put the fire out.
那我们也不能把它丢在壁炉里头，因为它会把那个火熄灭。
So we would lay them next to the fire to warm up.
那我们就把那些木头呢摆在火炉熊熊的火炉旁边，让它慢慢的暖和起来。
Is your relationship with your spouse or children cold?
你的关系跟你的孩子跟你的配偶是不是冷掉了呢？
Is your relationship with God frozen?
是不是你跟神的关系冰冻了呢？
You don't feel anything?
是不是你不感觉到什么了？
You need to warm it up.
那你需要把它们暖和起来。
Love grows cold with sin and neglect.
神呢最会把我们的疏忽慢慢的让我们的爱也变冷。
We warm them up with attention and affection.
我们需要用关注跟爱来把它暖和起来。
Not just one time.
不是说一次哦。
Not just one day.
也不是说一天。
Not just one month.
也不是一个月。
Constantly.
不断的。 不断的，不停的。
See, everything needs to be fresh and new again.
每一样东西都是像新更鲜的。
Your commitment to the Lord needs to be fresh.
你跟神的关系也应该是新鲜的。
Every day I get up and I tell God, I love you.
每天牧师起来他都跟神说我爱你。
I tell God, I thank you for my life.
神，我谢谢你给我的生命。
Your prayer life needs to be fresh.
你的祷告的生活也应该是新的鲜的。
You need a prayer journal and you need to put some names in it.
你应该有一个祷告的日记，把名字记下来。
People that you want God to use, that you want to bring hope and healing to.
那你把这些人他们需要神的爱跟医治的人的名字记下来。
You need to open your Bible and read it.
你打开你的圣经，读圣经。
And ask God, what do you want me to do from the scripture today, Father?
你可以说神啊，今天我读到的经文，你要我做点什么呢？
Maybe you need to teach God's word for a change.
那你可能也可以去教导，把神的话教导给别人。
Maybe you need to share God's word with someone who's lost.
你也可以为一些丧失的人来分享福音。
Maybe you need to go on a missions trip.
可能你应该也去一个差遣的地方，小的地方。
Pastor Michael and I are talking about maybe sending some people to China. We need people who can speak Mandarin.
那林志环牧师跟我两个谈到，我们是不是要把人送到中国去，能够会讲国语的人，他们可以在那边帮忙做差遣。
Maybe you need to pray for three people you know that do not know Jesus Christ.
可能你也应该找三个人跟你一起祷告，来帮助这些人不认识神的人来祷告。
And then spend some time with them and take them out to lunch.
那可能也跟他花点时间在他们身上，跟他们一起去吃个午餐吧。
Love is an attitude, it's a commitment.
爱是一个态度，是一个承诺。
Tell God every day, tell your spouse every day, Lord, I want to make you happy. Lord, I want to make my spouse happy today.
每天告诉神，神啊，我要你快乐，神啊，我要我的配偶快乐。
Love is an action.
爱也是一个行动。
It must be expressed in tangible and meaningful ways.
又要用实际又有意义的方法表达出来。
If you do this on a regular basis in time, the loving feelings will return.
假如你真的这样子做的话，很快你的爱的感觉就会回归了。
If I start every day with, Lord, I want to make you happy.
假如我每天都说神啊，我今天要你快乐。
Lord, I want to make my spouse happy today.
神啊，今天我要我的配偶快乐。
I'll be headed in the right direction.
我就走的对的方向了。
The church at Ephesus was a careless church full of careless believers.
那以弗所教会呢，是一个疏忽、漫不经心的教会，他们也有造成呢，他们一些很疏忽的信徒、忽视的信徒。
Are you a careless Christian?
你是不是一个粗心大意、疏忽、漫不经心的信徒呢
？A careless husband or wife?
你也是不是一个丈夫、一个太太也不关心你的配偶的呢
？Let's read Deuteronomy 6:4.
看看《申命记》六章四节。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
以色列呀，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Love God with your total being.
用你全身全人来爱主。
Remember.
记住。
Return.
回归。
Repent.
悔改。
Repeat what you did at the first.
重复你开始的时候所做的。
So I want to ask you today, is your love today, is your service today driven out of duty or devotion?
所以我今天问问你们，我们的服事是因为责任呢，还是因为我们的承诺？
We need both. We need duty, but we also need devotion.
我们需要责任，同时我们也需要我们全人的献身。
Do you need to have a talk with God and just say, God, I've neglected my love, but from now on, I love you.
你会不会跟神祷告说，神啊，对不起，我疏忽了你的爱，从今以后我要你，我需要你的爱。
Now, Jesus Christ showed his love for us when he died on that cross for our sins and rose from the dead.
耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上，三天之后复活。
He calls us to love him by committing our lives to follow him all the way to heaven.
他叫我们要把我承诺，把我们的生命交给他，跟他走他的道路。
So if you haven't trusted in Christ today, tell Jesus you love and believe in him today.
假如你今天还没有信主，告诉基督你爱他。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。